Proclamation number 3612, dated the November 24th, 1945. Consciously listening within. The voice of the spirit. To consciously listen within oneself furthers spiritual development to a great extent, for this enables the direct acceptance of strength from the spiritual kingdom. It demonstrates the will to make contact with the spiritual sphere, that is, with God, and where this will exist, there is also the guarantee that God will draw close to a person, that he will reveal himself, mentally or through the voice of the spirit, which, however, can only be heard by a person who has prepared himself for receiving spiritual gifts. But he will be greatly blessed. A source will be opened up to him from which he can constantly draw a delectably refreshing drink. God himself will offer him a gift which is bound to advance his higher development because it originates from God and acts as a means to totally unite the person with God. An incredible wealth of grace will be made accessible to him, everlasting treasures which come from the spiritual kingdom and which the person will be able to take across into the spiritual kingdom in order to work with them there for his own happiness and for the salvation of innumerable souls in need. The spiritual wealth accepted by a person through the inner voice is often so extensive that he is unable to fully understand and use it. Nevertheless, he will be inconceivably happy in the spiritual kingdom, for the extent of his wealth also determines his activity and the degree of his bliss. He accepted the divine gift of his own free will. He has voluntarily worked at shaping himself into a receiving terminal for the strength of the spirit, and this will is blessed by God. He lets his spirit take effect in the person. He imbues him with strength and grace. He grants him unlimited knowledge and guides him into eternal truth. But he can never ever offer this delectable gift to a human being who does nothing in order to make himself receptive, who neglects to work at improving himself or who refrains from consciously listening within. For imparting spiritual wealth to him would signify compulsory faith in the soul's maturing against his will. But this would contradict the divine law of order. To someone who remains in private communication with God, who asks him and waits for the answer and thus also consciously listens within, he will speak mentally, he will steer the person's train of thought in the right direction, he will instruct him according to his faith and his spiritual maturity. For every connection with God through prayer or thoughts inclined towards Him opens the heart to the influx of strength from the spiritual kingdom, and the person can always be endowed with strength and grace. He becomes a receiving vessel for the divine spirit as soon as he believes in the working of the spirit, in God's working within the human being. This faith is the prerequisite in order to become receptive. Otherwise, the human being will not consciously listen to that which the voice of the Spirit proclaims. And this faith is only rarely to be found. Consequently, the working of the Spirit manifests itself only rarely too. This is also the reason for humanity's spiritual hardship, because it ignores the source of life from which it would always be able to refresh and fortify itself. The human being cannot mature without a spiritual flow of strength. He cannot advance but instead remains at the same stage of development. However, spiritual strength can only be conveyed to earth from the spiritual kingdom and therefore requires a connection between the spiritual kingdom and earth, which needs to be voluntarily established. Where this will is absent, humanity is weak. The souls suffer spiritual hardship and cannot receive help. For this reason, God avails himself of a human being who fully consciously makes himself available as a mediator between the spiritual kingdom and earth, who, with profound faith in God's working through the Spirit, attunes himself as a receiving terminal, who prepares himself as a receiving vessel for the divine spirit due to his will to help his fellow human beings and to be of service to God. And thus divine gifts of grace flow to him without measure. The spring of divine wisdom pours into this vessel for the benefit of all who drink from it, who do not bypass the source of eternal life but refresh and strengthen themselves on their journey through life. Their path of ascent will be an easy one. They will travel it by holding on to God's end and thus safely reach the goal. For his gift is delectable and guarantees spiritual success for everyone who accepts it from his hand. Amen.